Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from a listener.
I'm Tom Shun. I live in Barrington, Rhode Island, and I'm an emergency physician.
Recently, Tom's water heater stopped working.
And it's winter, and I felt like I had to make a quick decision.
Tom didn't have time to spare, so he just went with the water heater his plumber recommended. But now he's wondering if he should have bought something else. Are there more efficient water heaters out there that are worth the price? We had Max Kozlov and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Max and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So before we start talking about Tom's water heater options, how worried should he be about the amount of energy these appliances use?
Water heaters are actually pretty big energy hogs. In the average U.S. home, they're second only to home heating when it comes to household energy use.
That's right. More than refrigerators, air conditioners, and lights.
I didn't realize water heaters use so much energy. How exactly do they work?
Pretty simply. Most conventional ones heat water by burning fossil fuels, either oil or natural gas, and store that hot water in a tank until you need it. Some use electricity to do the heating.
But it takes a lot of energy to keep that water warm all day, every day, especially if that tank isn't well insulated. And all that energy use means higher greenhouse gas emissions.
How much?
Well, it depends on the water heater and the source of your energy, but the average 50-gallon electric water heater releases nearly 4,500 pounds of carbon dioxide every year.
Is that a lot?
Well, the average car releases around 10,000 pounds of carbon dioxide each year.
So the average electric hot water heater makes almost half the emissions of a car?
Yep.
Does Tom have any other options?
Yes. Some of the most popular alternatives are tankless and heat pump water heaters.
What are those?
Well, as the name suggests, tankless water heaters don't use energy to keep sitting water warm. Instead, the heater warms that water in real time and only when you need it.
Does that save a lot of energy?
Well, these heaters are slightly more efficient, but they're not perfect. Quickly heating water requires a lot of energy, so at the end of the day, they only use about 10% less energy than a conventional heater.
All right, that's not great either. What's Tom's other option?
He could get what's called a heat pump water heater. You can think of these appliances kind of like reverse refrigerators. Instead of creating the heat, they use electricity to capture it from the air.
How much do they cost?
They're roughly $1,000 more than the cheapest traditional heaters.
But they're much more energy efficient. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, it would only take you about 3 years to pay back that amount with your energy savings.
Heat pump water heaters also release less than half the emissions of your average conventional water heater.
And once more people are able to get their electricity from renewable sources, those emissions will go down over time, which can't really happen with any appliance that runs off of gas.
But what about people like Tom, who has a conventional water heater? Is there anything he can do to be more efficient?
Tom could just try to use less hot water in general. That could mean taking shorter showers, using the dishwasher instead of hand washing, or washing clothes with cold water.
But the next time he's in the market for an energy-efficient water heater, his best bet is going with one that runs on a heat pump.
Great. Thanks, Max and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.